Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garble the Twistery channel.
Hello, y'all, it's Garble the Twistery. And today, we're looking at the final vice principal candidate for 1812. And I sure hope you saved up all your wedding ring money, because the final vice principal candidate we're looking at is Jared, the man himself, Jared Ingerdingerdergen. Okay, so I guess the first thing you need to know about my homeboy Jared is that he was down with the cause, man. No, really. When he was doing his fancy lawyer training, that was when he realized the Articles of Confetti were some Northeast Connecticut trash, okay? Like, at ConstituteCon, he was all about making tiny little revisions as opposed to a whole overhaul, but that was just at first, okay? After he talked about it for a couple of weeks, Jared was like, yeah, we gotta throw the bathwater along with the baby out of the window. And while he wasn't making, like, super gnarly waves at the meeting or whatever, he would do some important stuff later. Okay, hold your horses. Hold them tightly. I know what you're thinking. Why are we talking about all this Constitutey stuff now? Where and how was the Jared the Diamond Maker born? New Haven. That's your answer. His dad was also named Jared, and Papa Jared really, really, really loved drinking tea. He was a government tea shop owner and everything. So when that freaking revolution was about to start, Papa Jared literally was one of those people that got hot tar dumped all over his body by the New England Patriots for being so loyal to the chamomile tea people. But anyways, our Jared was all the way in Paris, and he was rubbing elbows with Benny Boy Franklin the Turtle. So that's what's going on in his life. But back to Daddy Jared, because his story gets crazier, okay? So, remember when the tea sippers tried to put a tax on all those pieces of paper? Yeah. Daddy Jared was assigned to be the freaking stamp collector. He literally became the most hated man in Connecticut. And that's a real achievement, because people in Connecticut are too busy eating homemade ice cream at the beach to be hateful like 80% of the time. The Sons of Liberty, who were basically the crazy secret frat house of the New England Patriots, hung an effigy of Daddy Jared in the town square. And you know how people hang effigies for worship in the movies? No. It's quite the opposite with the New England Patriots, okay? But enough of that. Little Jared, where'd he go to school? Well, he started off in some bougie private college prep school and ended up going to freaking Yale, so I guess that worked out. Then he studied to be a lawyer because that's all the rage, and he does the limbo and he passes the bar with the greatest of ease. As for the revolution, little Jared wants nothing to do with that nonsense, okay? I mean, yes, he is pretty down with the cause at this point, but like, he loves his dad. And he's proud of his dad. So yeah, I get it. Of course you're gonna lock yourself away in some fancy-pantsy lawyer school in the middle of London, England. Yeah, this whole running away from the inevitable Europe trip is where he bumps into Benny Boy Franklin the Turtle, by the way. So yeah, the New England Patriots finally declare independence, and little Jared is like, quote, I never liked the Miami Dolphins. They eat way too many scones. I'm playing for the Patriots now. Sorry, Dad. Unquote. And he immediately moved back to the U.S. So he shows up in Philly, Kimmy Schmidt style, and Ben Franklin knew a guy who knew a guy, so our boy Jared was able to get his own little law offices started and got himself a nice little booth at Continental Con. He's living it up, okay? He got married to some girl named Elizabeth. Don't ask me which Elizabeth, there's too many, I tell ya. But anyways, he wasn't like a total hipster though, cause he was all about that central government, okay? That's the interesting thing, cause the Democrat Republicans were all like, yo, the government needs to not be all up in our business like those tea sippers were. And Jared, who rejected the tea sipping style, wasn't all about the Democrat Republican style either. He didn't go to them, he went to Jared. He went to Jerry. But yeah, I already told you in the beginning how he felt about the articles of confetti, but I mean, he wasn't even speaking up all that much when the debates about it were happening. He was there for every session, though, so there's that. But when all the government hoo-ha finally got squared away, Jared went right back to his lawyer stuff, and he joined Philly's counsel as a side gig, and he did get really riled up after freaking Tommy J won that crazy 1800 election, so that's why he got back in the game now. That's why he's getting back in the game now. That's why this man's running for VP in 1812. Is he gonna make a Federalist dent? We shall see, bros. We shall see. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, evil teddy bears, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to the garbledtwistery.net website and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garbled Twistery, become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know, exciting. There are more details about how this will work on the Patreon page. So if you want an exclusive season and or an episode made just for you, go over there. Anyways, next time, we are finally talking about the important people. We are finally talking about those presidency candidates. Who's first on the list for 1812? Why, it's our old friend from way back. Yep, I'm talking about Jorge Clinton, folks. Let's check in on him.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
People in Connecticut are too busy eating homemade ice cream at the beach to be hateful.